Today's share in the Der Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yutes Umud Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Reish Nun Beis. And we just began in yesterday's share Sif Hey, which began on the previous Umud Yutches Umud Beis. We'll quickly rewind ourselves that the Machaber said, Umutu Liftoch Mayim Legina. This sif is going to deal with things that you're allowed to do on Erev Shabbos that were started beheter, but they will by themselves continue to occur on Shabbos. So, for example, you're allowed to start your garden to be watered. You open up the flow of water on Erev Shabbos, and the water will continue to flow. For example, like a sprinkler system on Erev Shabbos, it will continue to flow on Shabbos. That is permissible. Likewise, Ulhaniach Kilor. Likewise, the Machaber now tells us, this is now new, we didn't do this yesterday. Ulhaniach Kilor, to put some sort of a medication. The Ramah says, Samsho Refua Shinos Nalhua Ayin. This is some sort of a paste, some sort of a cream that you're putting on the eyes on Erev Shabbos, and it's thick, Oveh, Alhua Ayin, on the eye. So Afa Pish also Ulhaniach you would not be allowed to put this on Shabbos, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Mamuches, Shemo Yimareach, because you may come to rub it in, and then that would be the issue of rubbing things in on Shabbos. So you're allowed to do this eye medication on Erev Shabbos, which would not be allowed to be done on Shabbos, even though it's going to continue to rub in by itself on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Vav explains that you're allowed to do this. Hainu av shenishar munach b'Shabbos. It's still going to be there. You're not rubbing it all in on Erev Shabbos. It's going to be this thick, pasty-like medication on your eyes on Shabbos itself. And this is going to hopefully heal you and give you refuah on Shabbos. Likewise, v'hu adin, the Mishnah Berurah says, shemut laniach os tachboshes al hamaka. You could likewise put a bandage on a wound, even though the bandage will stay there, and the medication in the bandage, if it has some cream or medication, antibiotic in it, whatever it may be, that medication is allowed to be placed there on Erev Shabbos, even though it will continue to have its effect on Shabbos. Sivkat Lamed Zayin, this thick medication, this kilor ove, the kilor rach v'tzolul, if it was a very thin type of a medication, like a drop, so then af b'Shabbos gufa mutu l'anicho, then you'd be allowed to put it on even on Shabbos, kisha yashari mivod yom, as long as it was soaked beforehand, you weren't making it on Shabbos, but you could apply it on Shabbos, because there's no issue of mareach, of rubbing it in. As we'll learn, kidlakamam v'simin shin chof ches, siv chof aleph, when we learn the halachos over there, ayin sham. Dirshu footnote number 19 brings down, the reasoning over there is brought, sha'ose kein eno nira kimisha nosin al atzmo sammonim, because it doesn't look at all like you're putting on medication on yourself. Elo kimisha roches, it's asmo vat, since it's a very thin, liquidy type of a thing, you're not rubbing it in, it looks like you're just washing yourself and not applying medication. Furthermore, he adds, Sha'af kilape atzmo yesheker, and even for yourself, there is something different about the way this is being done, so it's recognizable to you that you're not allowed to normally do this in the normal way. Sheodeya sha'osa ken lufu, even though you know that you're doing it for refuah purposes, because eino rasha lanicho elayachar shesharo b'mayim Erev Shabbos, since you had to soak it in water on Erev Shabbos to make this, so that's going to remind you that you weren't allowed to do this in the regular way. Dishah foot number 20 points out that the only time it's issur to put this cream on in a thick way would be also due to on Shabbos is when you're going to rub it in on Shabbos. However, lahaniach moshcho al gabi petzra, but to just pour something like that on top of the wound without rubbing it in, so Ravazah Zatzal, the Shevet Alevi brings down shemut rafilu b'Shabbos atzman, that would actually be permissible on Shabbos itself. Under the circumstances was really needed, but b'makom choli v'tzarach gadol. So if a person has a wound or something like that on Shabbos, he could put the lotion or the cream that he's putting on it directly onto the wound without rubbing it in. That would be permissible. And he says the similar idea is brought down by the Chazon Ish in regards to putting some medication on Bali Chayim. Shemutu lahashlich moshcho agabi apetzli, you can pour or put on the wound some sort of a medication, but not rub it in. Shlomo Zalman brings down as well, Shemutu laniach moshcha im eino miskavi lemorcha. You can likewise put it there if your intention isn't to rub it in. The Mechaber continues with other activities that are permissible to be done on Erev Shabbos, even though the activity will continue itself on Shabbos. So he says, V'lo says, mugmor tachas hakelim, to put various types of incense underneath garments, your shirts or clothing, the hay misgamrim, and they will go and become infused with the incense, me'aleim, by themselves. Kol Shabbos. So all Shabbos long, this incense is being raised or brought up into the garment by the action that you did on Erev Shabbos. So this is permissible. And he says, Vafilu mugmor munach bekeli. Even if this mugmor is in some sort of a utensil, so your utensil is working, so to say, on Shabbos, that's not a problem. The ein adam mitzuv al shvisas kelim, because there is no prohibition, at least according to where we paskin, according to Beis Hillel, we brought down earlier, there is a sheet of Beis Shammai that says you're not allowed to. There is a chiyuv of shvisas kelim, but we don't paskin like that. And therefore, even though your keli is giving off this incense and it's going to infuse into the clothing all Shabbos long, since you started it on Erev Shabbos when it's permissible, the Mechaber says it's not a problem. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lametes explains that this mugmor is, for example, some frankincense, lavona, umine besabim, or other types of spices that you put, nostim alo esh, you put them on fire, ashnan, and then the smoke that comes off from the burning of these incense items will go up into the clothing. Uma'ashnin habagodin. She'ireach nodef. And this wafting aroma over here will go into the clothing. Sivkot mem, the Mishnah Berurah says, vafilu mugmor v'chulei, even if the incense is in a kli, it's permissible. The kol she'kein sh'amugmor munach al aretz shari. And certainly, if it's not in a kli, if the mugmor is being burnt on the ground and the incense that wafts up into the air goes into the clothing, that certainly is permissible. The issue foot number 21 says, even if you have to go and do something to the keli, for example, it was sealed inside the keli and you turn something so that the holes are now open and the incense can escape, that is permissible. The Mechaber continues and he writes, another activity is velosei saorim begigis, you'd be allowed to put barley into some sort of a container, lishrosim, in order to soak it. So when you're doing this on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Mem Aleph, the Shabbos also, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, as we'll learn, Kedalakamim, Besimin, Shinlam, and Vav, Sif Yud Aleph, Ayin Sham. And the issue foot number 22 explains that we'll learn over there that this is a tolda of Zoreya, of planting. And since it's going to cause the barley to sprout, so to say, when it's left into the water, so this is forbidden. But if you do this on Erev Shabbos, it's not a problem that it's going to continue to soak in the water on Shabbos. Similarly, the Mechaber continues, V'toanin b'koras b'sabad v'agas, you're allowed to put inside to a vat that will crush and bring out the juices, mibojom on Friday afternoon, al zesim yanovim. So you put the olives or the grapes into this vat, and then you place a beam or pressing down on top of the vat to crush the olives or the grapes, and the juices will flow out of them. So as long as you start this process on Erev Shabbos, you are permitted to continue it on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Membeis, "Vafilu lo nisrasku mikodem mutar liton." And even if they weren't crushed at all beforehand, but now they're going to be crushed by the beam, that's permissible. Kivin shemaskel hapula kodem shetishka achama the chanal. Since it's going to start an Erev Shabbos, as we've already explained, it's permissible. He says, however, achli inyan shemen v'yayin ayotzi mehen. However, the wine and the oil that come out of the olives and grapes, because of a magen Avram, the ein mutter, that is not permissible to be drunk on Shabbos, rakim hu toim ba'od hayom gadol, unless the crushing process started early in Friday, and it finished the initial crushing before Shabbos started. In this situation, when it is loaded already, so to say, ba'od hayom gadol, shiuchol is srase kodim Shabbos hayde tina sakora, and this way it's crushed via the beam that's pressing down on it before Shabbos starts. And in that situation, in this situation, if you were to take out some of these crushed grapes or olives and crush them further with your hands on Shabbos, that would not be an issa daraisa. That would only be an issa darabanan. And therefore, and therefore, if any juices, the olive oil or the wine, grape juice, comes out on its own, because the beam was already crushing it on Erev Shabbos, that is not a problem. The ein makum ligzor mishum shlita. Here, there's no reason to go and put in a rabbinical prohibition of shlita, because the juices are coming out on their own anyway. However, avol im yiton somuch l'shkia mamish. But if you did this 5 minutes before the shkia, then the lo yisrasku kodem Shabbos edei akoros. So the beams have not had a chance to crush the olives or the grapes before Shabbos starts. Then also hamashkin ayosim. And then the wine or the olive oil that comes out of them is in fact forbidden on that Shabbos. Gezeira shem yischo. Because here the rabbis did have to put in a gezeira that if you allow this to be used, so then you may come to crush it yourself to get it out faster, and that would not be allowed. But in the way that it's permissible that you did it well enough on early enough on Friday afternoon that it was already crushed, so then the Mechaber continues, v'hashemen v'hayayin hayotze mihem mutter. The oil and the wine that come out of them in this situation would in fact be permissible. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Gimel explains, Pirish, Af Mashi Yotzi B'Shabbos, even that which comes out on Shabbos, certainly the stuff that came out on Friday is good, but even the stuff that now comes out, the olive oil or the grape juice, the wine that comes out on Shabbos, is permissible. Below Gazrinan, and the rabbis didn't institute a gzeir over here, Shema Yitzchot, that maybe you'll come to do schita, you'll squeeze that further. The same way they did, for example, that you're not allowed to go and benefit from the oil or the grape juice that came out from olives or grapes that were not crushed, but the juice happened to come out on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do if it wasn't crushed. You're not allowed to get benefit from it. As we learn, Kidlakaman Basin Shin Chof Sifalat. Why? The Hasam over there, Yeshri of Chatus in Yitzchot. If you were to go and crush those grapes, there's some juice that came out, but if you now go crush them, that's an Issa Darais of Schita, of crushing the grapes to get their juices out. Alkein Gazru Afilu Bizovu Meyasun. Therefore, the rabbis would go there that if it came out on its own, you're still not allowed to use it on Shabbos. That's an Issa Darabonim because you may come to squeeze it. Aval Hacha over here, Shekvar Nidrisu Ayyadeh Hatina. They were already crushed because of the beam that was pressing them on Erev Shabbos. Ubelav hachi, without you doing anything, zov miatzva, they're going to continue to flow the juices out. They're crushed. Elosh yotze tvei aideh aschita biyadayim, but they'll come out a little bit faster, obviously, if you press it with your hands. So in this situation, bazeh ein itzur elam derabbanan. There certainly is no issa derais over here, but the rabbis instituted an issa derabbanan. And therefore, if you're not doing it, but it's coming out because of the beam that you started on Erev Shabbos, alkein bezov me'atzmo b'Shabbos, any additional juices that come out on Shabbos itself are permissible, shari legamra, even on Shabbos. B'zeh tamhu, gam kein beboser umulilo shiriskon. And this is true for the next statement that the Mishnah was going to make in regards to the boser, which are immature grapes, and the melilos, which are ears of corn, shiriskon, that you're going to crush as well on Erev Shabbos. He says this discussion can be further seen, ayin in the bir halacha, the ein lahatir, we shouldn't be makel over here, we should make not only just that it's crushed, but you should really pound it. The dicha hu yosem irisuk, this pounding, this dicha, this dochan over here is more than just the crushing. So in this situation, it is permissible. The Ramah, by the way, points out that we should look in Simon Shin Chav Siv Beis for where these halachas are discussed further, as we've already mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber continues and he says, "Zechein boser." This boser, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Memdalet says, "Anovim b'tchiloson." These are early grapes; they haven't matured fully. Kishem dakim, when they're very small. Motzim mashke, there is some juice that comes out of them, and it is used latabel b'boser. This is used to dip meat into. Lefishu chazok, it's very strong. The karov lahachmetz, and it's very close to becoming vinegar, and this somehow is good for the meat. So that's what this boser juice is normally used for. Likewise, umelilos shiriskon, if you have these ears of grain that you crushed as well, mibojom, so both the boser or the ears of grain that were crushed on Erev Shabbos, on Friday. Mutare hamashkin hayosimim. The Chaber tells us that these juices that come out from the boser and from the ears of grain are permissible when they come out on Shabbos. Mr. Bruin Sivkot and Memhei says the simulilos are shibolin, these grains, shalo boshlu kol tzarchum, that haven't fully ripened, miraskun, you crush them, v'to'anon ba'avonim, and then you place stones on top of them, u'mash gezov mehen u'metalbo, and the juices come out of them, and you dip whatever it is that you want to dip into these juices. So, all of these activities that the Mechaber brings down over here that were started on Erev Shabbos are all permissible to be continued on Shabbos and to get benefit from the thing that comes out of them on Shabbos itself. Mechaber continues and he says, "Umutur lo se schitim losoch rechayim." You likewise are allowed to put wheat into a millstone, shalmayim, a water mill that turns through the pressure of the water, this millstone. And you're allowed to do this on Erev Shabbos, even Somuch Chashecha, right before Shabbos. As long as you started the flow of the water, and it's turning this millstone, this grindstone, and the flow of the water will continue on Shabbos, and will continue to grind, the Mechaber says it is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Vav explains, "V'hu adin shemutar oz bi'atzmo liftoch gam kenes ha-mizgeri shel ha-mayim, sha'yidei zeh tochen l'rechayim." Likewise, on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, as long as you just open up all the water flowing into this wheel to turn the millstone, it's permissible. This has to be Sivkot Mem Zayin Shomayim. Only a water millstone over here is good. The lo shel behema, but you can't start your animal over there because the odem mitzuva al shvisas behemto. You have no problem with the water working for you on Shabbos, but you do have a problem if your animal is doing work for you on Shabbos because there is a mitzvah, as we've learned previously, of shvisas behemto. That, everybody agrees, is a isser for you to have your animal work for you on Shabbos, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to hitch your animal up on Erev Shabbos to the millstone and have the animal turn it on Shabbos. So all of these activities are permitted on Erev Shabbos with the restrictions and the caveats that we've learned. Now the Ramah says, Hagah, v'lo chayshinan, we aren't concerned, the Ramah says in the first opinion that he's going to bring down, lehashmoas kol, the fact that it's going to make a lot of noise and people are going to hear this, and we're not concerned, according to this first opinion, shiyomru rechayim shoploni tochanos b'Shabbos. People are going to hear his millstone grinding, and they say, oh, Yankel is grinding his stuff on Shabbos. They're not going to know that he started it on Erev Shabbos and the water's flowing through. They're going to just hear the millstone, and they're going to say, Yankel's grinding on Shabbos. But the first opinion in the Ramah that he brings down is that we're not concerned about this. The fact that there is this noise coming out over here is not a problem. That's the first opinion the Ramah brings down. But then he says, v'yesh osrim b'rechayim. There are those that forbid you to use a rechayim, ubechol makom, or in any situation, sheyesh lochush, but you have to be concerned, lahashmos kol. Any type of that activity, which is loud and can be heard, so then people are going to say, oh, he must have just started it on Shabbos. They're not going to know it was started beforehand. So therefore, because of this hashmos kol, this, so to say, maris ayin concern, the second opinion that the Ramah brings down says that it is not allowed. And this opinion is brought down in the name of the Tur, and Tosos, and the Rosh, as well as the Smag, the Smak, Hagos Maimonios, and the Chuvas Marai, and as well as the Ugur. And the Ramah concludes, V'hochi nohog l'chadchila, and we should follow this stringent opinion over here, l'chadchila, except under extenuating circumstances. If you look in the Bir Halacha over here, in Dibur HaMaskel, hochi nohog, he brings down from the Vilna Gaon, that we should be concerned about this Yesh Osrim over here. And in fact, he says, where people have taken a more lenient opinion, you don't have to protest against this, but the standard opinion should be that it is also l'chadchila to do this. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Memches explains, Klal Bazeh, this is the rule. Kol kayotze bazeh, hamashmiya kol, anything that causes a loud noise to be made is called the avsho milsa. This is the hashmas kol. It gives off noise called afsha milsa. It's making itself heard. The ikod zilusa l'shabos, and this causes a degradation in the kedusha of Shabbos. It's degrading to the Shabbos to have this noise that sounds like work being done on Shabbos. And this is as well k'mosha kos b'darkei Moshe. V'imar rechayim shel Yehudi, if this millstone belongs to a non-Jewish person, so then bevadei shari lo seis l'socha bevodyom, then you certainly can use it on Erev Shabbos because it's not your millstone. V'uadin im hiskiru lein Yehudi, and likewise, if you rented your millstone to a non-Jewish person, also the same thing, it's not a problem. And likewise, if the Jewish person gave his wheat to the non-Jewish person on Erev Shabbos, then, even though the non-Jewish person is going to grind it on Shabbos, it's permissible as long as you establish this as a price beforehand, which is what we learned in the previous simonim, is permissible. Because in this situation, the Eino Yehudi adaited the nafshi of it. He's making $100 to do this, as we said. He's doing this for his own benefit, not for your benefit. But you can't stand over him, because in that way, the mechse kishlucha, if you're looking over him to see that he's doing it well, so then it looks like he's doing it under your direct shlichus, and that's not allowed. As we've already learned, and we'll learn again in Mir Tzoshem, Shemokosov Sov Simon Shin Zayin. However, he says, Ulitzorech HaPesach, in order to make sure that the wheat that he's grinding doesn't become chametz, Mutal Yisrael Yos Omeid Shom L'Rosh Lo Yischametz, that you're allowed to watch over him. And likewise, V'chei Mutal Lahoshiv Shomer, and you likewise, if you're concerned that he's a ganav, you're allowed to put a person there to watch, Shalo Yignov Ha'ino Yehudi, that the Goyish person over here will not steal from you. Ubuvach Lo Yedabi Mo B'Shomesek, but you're not allowed to help him in any way in doing the grinding. Not even allowed to watch him and tell him how to do the grinding better. K'moshe Kasadu Le'el, as we've already learned, B'Sov Simen Reish Mem Dalet. So there are more paskins over here. We should follow the stringent opinion, and tomorrow's shiur we'll learn under what situations you can follow the more lenient opinion. But before we finish today's shiur, let's just look at Dishu Foot number 24 and number 25. In 24, he brings down that are you allowed to start a laundry machine or a dryer on Erev Shabbos that will continue into Shabbos? So he brings that from Shlomo Zalman. Also, you're not allowed to use a washing machine on Erev Shabbos because this is exactly the same thing as this Yesh Ostrom opinion over here that says you're not allowed to use the water millstone over here. Likewise, the Shelus Chuvus Or Lutzion says the same Psak Halacha. And Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says, in regards to a dryer, the same Halacha applies. This Afsha Milsit makes noise is a concern according to this Yesh Ostrom. Shelus Chuvus Or Lutzion is an additional reason why you shouldn't do this because you may come then to do a real Issa Malacha on Shabbos as well. However, he says, b'shasat chak, if a person doesn't have any clean clothing that he's going to need for Motzei Shabbos, so if you don't do the laundry now on Erev Shabbos, albeit it will continue into Shabbos, he won't have any clean clothing when he's going away right away Motzei Shabbos, then that would be a shasat chak and it would be permissible. He does bring down from the Chazon Ish, however, that you can use a generator on Erev Shabbos to turn it on and use it on Shabbos. That's not called the Zilzul in Kavod Shabbos. The issue for number 25 brings down another reason why they shouldn't be allowed, because of Imtso Chetzucha, because you're doing your business, so to say, on Shabbos. That concludes today's share.